Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Friday, almost time to head into the weekend. But before we do, we want to chat with Packers fans worldwide. It's what we do here at Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to you. Hope you're all doing well. Sorry I missed Packers Daily yesterday. Had a lot of stuff going on. And as Marshawn once famously said, you got to take care of your mentals. So I took a day. Back now, though, ready to chop it up with you fine folks. Everybody already mixing it up in the comment section. Good to see everyone. Good morning, John. I hope you're well. TKM is at his post. Robin, how are you, buddy? Hope things are well on your side of the pond. Hope everyone, obviously, world events sometimes have to intrude when you talk about being here for Packers fans worldwide. I hope everyone is safe wherever they are watching and listening to this right now. Hope Cheesehead TV can provide some, even a little bit of respite and relaxation from whatever's happening wherever you are in the world. Morning, Ryan. Hope you're doing well. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Hector, good morning. Go Pack Go. That's what I'm talking about. Judy, thanks for the super chat. Is there an estimate yet how high the cap will go in 2024? I did see a rough estimate actually in an article on overthecap.com, but I'm not going to quote it because I can't remember what it was. But if you go to either Over the Cap, I think Sports Illustrated had kind of a deep dive into the new media deals and what the kind of coming expansion of the salary cap is going to look like. But I'm not going to say a number because I'm pretty sure I'd get it wrong. But there are a couple things out there where you can find how much is expected to, quote unquote, explode once those deals kick in. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. Is it a foregone conclusion that Mason is gone? I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. I know Brian talked about it with some of the beat after his press conference. I know he said the plan is to keep him on the 90-man roster for the offseason. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. I think they will get there eventually, though. That's just gut, you know, kind of guess on my part. I obviously have no inside information there, but we'll see. We'll see. I mean, they have two other kickers on the roster now. Going to be interesting to see if they let all three compete throughout the offseason and into camp. I would be absolutely shocked if that happened. Good AM, fam. Go Pack Go. What's up, Jim? Hope you're doing well. Thanks for watching. Rodgers is deciding whether he wants Olive to have a dog or not. Good possibility. Very good possibility. I know that would take some pause on my account. Pause. Get it? Olive is already sick of it. I told her, like, you've only been dealing with this for like a month. Like, the rest of us have to live and breathe this every day for years and years and years. And I'm like, you're just like some Johnny come lately. And she's like, I just want to know if I'm getting a dog. I know, but the man has to make a decision. So you're probably right. How am I doing, Jake? I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Like I said, had to take a day yesterday, but I'm back and ready to go. Do you see the Packers taking more precautions with Jenkins after what happened to Bakhtiari? That's a good question, Dell. I don't think there's much they can do. I think this was very specific to David and his knee. Now, David did end up going, like he said in the interview that he did for Cheesehead TV, he did end up getting that second opinion from Elitrosh, the Rams doctor, who is, you know, very famous knee guy. I think he did Brady's knee when Brady got hurt back in the day. And Elitrosh basically confirmed everything that McKenzie was seeing. So I don't think the Packers could do much different or better. You know what I mean? I think a lot will depend on the exact nature of the injury to Jenkins. But, you know, it's not like they were trying to rush David back. It was just his knee was not cooperating. The fluid in his knee was not cooperating. No idea how Jenkins, you know, how that knee will respond. Obviously, they'll bring him back slowly. I don't think there was ever a realistic case where David was going to be out there week one, as he said in the interview. I think, you know, obviously Jenkins was hurt late in the year, so there's a good possibility that, you know, if and when he's back, it probably won't be till late again, late in the season. So yeah, I just don't see what, are there lessons to be learned? I don't really think so. I think the Packers did what they could and David's knee just never cooperated. You know, I don't think that means much to what they want to do with Jenkins. Everyone talking about 50 mil, Titletown talk, 50 mil. I mean, Rodgers is worth it. This is the thing. Rodgers continually outplays whatever contract he's on, especially when you look at new deals signed by guys like Mahomes or Josh Allen, you know, and then you look at Rodgers winning MVPs, he's underpaid. And the other thing is somebody asking about the cap, you know, ready to go up. You blink and these contracts, 50 million sounds insane, but in 2 years, it's an absolute bargain. You know, that there's no sticker shock for me. 50 million, he's worth it. He should absolutely be asking for 50 million. Hell, he could probably ask for 60. You know, the man has been complete. He's been underpaid the majority of his career comparative to his peers, because the Packers have done a really good job usually of getting out in front, signing guys early, signing Rodgers early, you know, and because of that, through the life of many of his deals, he has been underpaid comparative to the other starters in the league, considering the level of play he gives them on the field. So yeah, 50, worth it. Every penny. Absolutely. Alex, I hope you're doing well, man. Been thinking about you. Rodgers won't do it 100%, but can he force Green Bay to trade Love and not draft another QB until he decides to retire? Yes, I'm just bored. No, he cannot force it. And both Rodgers last summer when he came back and had his initial press conference in Green Bay, and Brian Gutekunst just the other day, have both said there's no agreement and there's no language anywhere in the contract or even a handshake agreement that says that he can, you know, drive a trade, basically. That is still the purview of Brian Gutekunst and the Packers. So, no, he cannot. Are you satisfied with the latest cap moves? Clark, Jones, etc. Well, Jim, I knew they were coming, so it doesn't really matter if I'm satisfied or not. You know, this is the price of doing business when you want to keep Rodgers, pay Devontae, etc. You know, these are the things that have to get done. There'll probably be a lot more. I'm hoping we see news of a Jair extension. Maybe we start hearing rumblings of that during the combine next week. But yeah, there's lots more moves to be made. So, you know, satisfied or pick a word. It doesn't really matter. There's stuff that's got to get done. He can't win the games that count. I consider him overpaid. I don't know why, Michael. He's literally winning MVPs. And it's a team game. Wins and losses are not a quarterback stat. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. It's the going rate. It's the market rate. Will they try to extend Jenkins now, considering he's coming off an injury? Will he be cheaper than if he comes back and plays excellent again? No, Eric, I don't think they'll try to extend him early. Because again, you never know. It sucks to say it, but you never know how a guy's going to respond coming back from an injury. Usually does take at least a year to round back into shape. At that point, they'll probably talk about extending him. Maybe they get out in front of it early and do it next summer, but yeah, I don't see that happening anytime soon. Jim, that's funny. Justin, it's going to suck in a few years when we have cap hits for players that aren't even on our roster anymore. Yeah, that's part of the gig, right? And when you start doing this, you start pushing all that money, all these void years, etc., eventually it's going to catch up to them. And yeah, there probably will be a guy or two that are counting against the cap who no longer are on the team. I mean, that happens regardless. But for the Packers in the past, traditionally, it's been very small amounts. But yeah, there's probably going to come a time when that is going to be an unfortunate reality. Jason, thanks for the super chat, man. Bigger impactful non-re-signing. Craig Hendrick, Casey Hayward, Woodson, Desmond Howard, Micah Hyde, Cullen Jenkins, Mike Butler, or Bryce Pop. Wow, you went in the way back machine for those last couple. bigger, impactful non-re-signing? Damn, that's a tough one. I don't know. Woodson's got to be up there because I know it really felt like Ted was trying to go a year too early rather than a year too late. But then Woodson went back to Oakland and played lights out. I know Wolf has talked about Craig Hendrick being his biggest mistake. I think Desmond Howard obviously was impactful. You guys know I love Cullen. I love Cullen Jenkins. I really think they missed the boat when they didn't bring him back. But I'd probably go with Micah Hyde. Not only because of where he was headed in his career at that point. He was the kind of poster child, or should have been, for draft and develop. He was becoming a really great player, as well as offering them exemplary play on special teams. Don't forget, he is still tied with Desmond Howard for most punt returns for touchdowns in franchise history. Just a complete football player, man. I'll never get over that one. That's a really good question. And I'm sure everyone could have 100 different answers. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. It seems like wide receivers take a year or two to develop. I'm anxious to see how Amari plays next year. I mean, he's just got to get on the field, right? And is Randall Cobb still in town? Because if Cobb is still around, I just don't see how he's going to be utilized much. But I'm with you, man. I want to see him play. Definitely. I want to see Randall play. I want to see Randall get utilized. I want to see plays called for Randall. That's what's kind of mind-boggling to me. You know, he's on your use him. But yeah, I'd love to see more Amari. Greg, thanks for that sticker, buddy. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Morning, Nags. All love. Don't want to speculate anymore. I'm just going to sit back and wait to see what they do. Can't control it. Never will. I'm at peace. I love Packer fans are going through it, man. Like you've reached the acceptance stage. That's good, man. That's good. Control what you can control. Bill, thanks for the super chat. What are people smoking? Rodgers isn't retiring. I mean, I agree. He's not most likely not going to retire, but wouldn't shock me if he did. Yeah. Just being honest. Tyler, man, thanks for the super chat. With the trends tipping towards 12 staying, are you exploring buyout options, void years for the dog deal? Digging the new Tears for Fears. Yes, if you haven't heard, the new Tears for Fears that dropped last night, and it's fucking awesome. Yeah, we're in negotiations for the dog's contract, definitely. Alan, thanks for the super chat. Nags, all is good now that wife found my mint condition SI issue of the first NFL-AFL championship game with Max McGee on the cover. Maybe this year, rematch. Oh, I like that. I have that same one, dude. Not mint condition, though. That is so cool, though. Well played. Well played to Miss Ryder, Mrs. Ryder. This maybe a rematch. If Rodgers is back, they'll be contenders, as will the Chiefs. So let's do it, baby. I'm all in. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. Just did a night of, oh, God, after Chipotle. Now I'm waiting for everything to unfold for next year. Waiting for it to unfold maybe is a choice set of words. But that's amazing, baby. I like it. I like it a lot. Are things looking a little better for re-signing Z? Ooh, Rob, I don't think so. I know Brian was asked about it in the beat session after the press conference, and he said that was something that definitely had to get looked at. There's no way they're bringing him back at his current cap number, which is, I believe, around $23 million. I still think he gets cut. That's just guesswork on my part, but that's what my gut's telling me. What else we got? Oh, got that one. Soder, thanks for the super chat. Awesome that Jim was the only guy at those Bear games where Chester and Magic beat those fibs. Bears still suck. Well played, Soder. Well played. Eric, thanks for the super chat. Forget combine picks. What's the top three names for the dog? I got the name all picked out. I know the name. You're just going to have to wait and see. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Open Twitter. Jennings is talking about 12 again. Yeah, I saw that. I mean, the man is paid to give his opinion. And those are his opinions. You can consume them or not, as the case may be. I just keep scrolling myself, but that's just me. It's going to be fun when he goes into the Packers Hall of Fame this fall. I wonder if 12 will be there. John, thanks for the super chat. Having another old fashioned for me this weekend. Thanks for all you do, Packers fans worldwide, Nags. Thank you, John. Thank you very much. Speaking of Packer fans and old fashions, I'm going to be having a tweet up slash meet up slash get together at the Combine. It's going to be Wednesday night, probably around 6 o'clock in Indianapolis. If you're in the Indy area, just watch my Twitter feed. I'll definitely get the information out there, and I'll put a blog post up on Cheesehead TV and on the Patreon page so everybody knows where to be at what time. But definitely want to meet as many Packers fans as possible Wednesday next week in Indy. So come on out. Now I remember Chester M was the kicker. Yeah, Chester M was the kicker. I love him. Marshall, thanks for the super chat. Aikman on Monday Night Football. No! You all hate Aikman for no reason, man. I love him. I think he's really good at his job. I shudder to think who Fox is going to put next to Joe Buck. That's what you should be worried about. But yeah, no, Troy's good. Troy's good at the gig. If Fox had any vision whatsoever, they'd put Aqib Talib in the number one spot next to Joe Buck. That would be fucking amazing. But they won't. They'll probably just button it up. How do you get tickets to go to the Packers Hall of Fame? You mean remotely or like buy the tickets online? It's the Hall of Fame website. It's there. Or you can just go to Lambeau. And I think you can just walk right up and buy them on site. I don't watch Monday Night Football anyway. I love Monday Night Football. It used to be such an event. Now there's like football on all the time, so it's kind of lost its luster. But yeah, I still love watching the Monday Night games, even against bad teams. I don't care. It's football. Greg Olsen. Yeah, I think Greg Olsen's a good possibility. He's pretty good. Greg has grown on me. That would not be terrible. I'd still prefer to leave, though. Chris, thanks for the super chat. It's supposedly going to be Greg Olsen with Buck. Oh, there you go. Cool. Rock and roll. When Monday Night Football first started, I loved that game. I tell you what, I still can instantly be transported to sitting cross-legged on the living room floor with my dad in his big chair when I hear the theme, just the theme music. Like just, oh, ascending strings and, oh, so good. That shit is so good. I watch Manning Cast, so it doesn't affect me. Hey, the Manning Cast is great when they do it. And they pull in decent numbers, you know, but it's still like 10 times bigger audience on the actual broadcast, probably more so. But yeah, the Manning Cast is awesome. It's like they watched Corey and I and went, oh, hey, we should do that. I kid. Do you think Cobb would have any interest in coaching down the line? I think he would be great. That's a good question. I don't know. Possibly. I mean, I suppose it depends on where he is after his career is over and what he wants that his life to look like, because coach has got to grind, man. And he's got two young kids and, you know, he's a dedicated family man. And if you are a coach, you are gone a lot. So maybe, but I tend to think he'll probably do something else. That's just guesswork on my part. Keith Jackson, baby. Steven, good shout out. 1984, Monday Night Football, Packers 48, Washington 42, or 47. OJ couldn't add 48-47. Hey, that was a great game. That's one of the Packers all-time great game, like 10-game collection that you can get on, like, it used to be DVD, now iTunes and downloads and whatever. That game is awesome. Lynn Dickey was a man possessed that night. What else we got? Hey, everybody. Hope you all have a great weekend. It's been a tough week. We need it. Go Pack Go. Carl, perfectly stated, and I think that's a great place to leave it. Thank you so much, everyone, for hanging out, talking Packers. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Hope you all stay safe this weekend. Have a good weekend. I will be probably late with Packers Daily on Monday because I fly kind of mid-morning, so I'll probably get to Indy and then do my daily from the hotel on Monday, like afternoon, early evening. So be on the lookout for that. And in the meantime, have a great weekend. Go Pack Go.